Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
My brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke Jesus. God forbid, Lord, no such thing should ever happen to you. Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to their conduct." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Something happened to me last week that I never experienced before. I couldn't even find the words to describe the experience until I accidentally found an article on the internet that explained what happened to me. I was riding my Massimo UTV, that's a side-by-side, going through East Fork Park. I pray there, I relax there, I enjoy God's beauty in nature. Jesus found his Father in the desert, I found Jesus in the forest. Leaving the park this night, I drove down the road that leads out of the park. The road comes to an intersection. Turning right will get you to Old State Route 32, which leads to my home. Turning left leads you down a hill to the lake. One must be careful at this intersection, because the line of sight on the lake road is very short, and it is easy to miss seeing a fast-moving vehicle coming up the hill that suddenly appears as if from nowhere on your left side. So on this day, I stopped at the intersection. I took my time to carefully look both ways before proceeding. I looked to the right, I looked to the left. Not one car. Seeing no other vehicles, I proceeded on the road. Then I received the shock of my life. I saw a white streak followed by a great gust of wind. It happened so fast, just a few feet in front of me. And out of nowhere, there appeared a big white truck followed by a white car. They were going extremely fast. I would say maybe 60 to 70 miles an hour. And I do not exaggerate. That's how fast they were going. And why I did not see them at first. But why then they were right in front of me. And a young man was leaning out the passenger side window, yelling and screaming to the wind. This dude was either crazy or drunk. I don't know. He wasn't telling me to stop because I don't even know if he saw me. It was a scene right out of the Dukes of Hazzard TV show. I sat there stunned, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks, the reality of what just happened. I missed death by 3 feet in 2 seconds. 3 feet further out on the road, and I would have been splattered all over the road. Craig Turner, our funeral director, said that he wouldn't be able to pick me up. He would need a tractor, a big one. It would have been very, very bad. And then I experienced something like never before. I sat there stiffly, very stiffly on the UTV. My knuckles turned white because I was holding on to the steering wheel. It's like my hands locked on the steering wheel. And what happened to me next, I can only describe it as a life review moment. My whole life flashed before me, all 72 years of it. Decades old memories from long ago came back to me that I forgot about. And I fondly remembered happy moments at Thanksgiving, in Christmas, in my birthdays, when the love was as palpable as the smell of cookies baking in the oven. And I remembered painful moments too, when the love that should have been there was stifled by fighting about things that, as I look back, were not important at all. Don't even remember why we were fighting. Eventually, the fear of just being killed gave way to a peaceful feeling that God gave me so many opportunities to use my life to do good for others. Oh, what a blessing. And I profoundly express my gratitude to God right there for giving me these opportunities to do good. And I begged his forgiveness right there for the opportunities I missed due to being an imperfect human being. The article I found on the internet clearly explained what happened to me. I've never seen this before, this article. And it's like God gave it to me just as I was writing this sermon. There's a word for what happened. It's called a fear death experience. Now, what are these fear death? It's not being afraid of death. A fear death experience, you don't see the light, your soul doesn't go up into the air, and you don't see any relatives or anything like that. But a fear-death experience is situations where you fear that your life is in imminent danger or was in imminent danger, and it brings about a life review. It's pretty traumatic. Now, Jesus, he knew his life would soon end. And before he died, Jesus was reviewing with the apostles the purpose of his life and what we must do. Jesus states in Matthew 16, verse 21, that he came to earth to give up his life so that we can have life. And any follower of Jesus must do the same. Then Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew 16, 24, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. What does it mean to take up your cross? I do not believe Jesus wants you to suffer all the time. I mean, if God really wanted you to suffer all the time, why would he give to the Catholic Church the largest hospital system in the country? You know? If Jesus wanted you to have pain and suffering and be sick, I don't think he would have given us the means to get well. No, Jesus does not desire suffering all the time. And in fact, using God's words, in Jeremiah 29:11, God said this, I will bless you with a future filled with hope, a future of success, not of suffering. See, God says it right there. It's right in the Bible. I believe Jesus says taking up the cross means living your life the way Jesus did. And when you take up the cross, you, like Jesus, will use your life to do two things: sacrifice and service. Jesus said in Mark 10:45, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." You are called, like Jesus, to sacrifice to serve, or to serve and be willing to sacrifice. Any of you parents have ever done that? We call those children. And you know you've got to sacrifice for your child or children. I was talking to our assistant funeral director today, John Turner, you know, Craig's son. John's going to be the one who will bury me. And I told John, I want him to make me look good, dye my hair, put on a corset. I want to look 30 years younger in my coffin. But he was saying today, before I had children, I could pretty much do whatever I want. Party, go with a lot of girls, party some more, wasn't tied down, could be with a lot of friends, run around town. He said, now that I'm married, I have two children, I don't go out anymore. I pretty much just stay at home. And I watch my kids grow up, and I love them, and I use my life to be with them and their mother. I don't party anymore. And he said, I don't miss it at all. It is so much more rewarding to love my children, to sacrifice for them. You see, we were built that way. We were built by God to serve and to make the sacrifices needed to serve with love. Any parent, a loving parent, will tell you that. My brothers and sisters, Jesus said, for even the, even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Then St. Paul wrote this: when you use your life to sacrifice and serve others, St. Paul wrote, when you do this, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. That's how you feel the presence of Jesus when you do what he did, to lay down his life for the ransom of many. My fear-death experience ended pretty peacefully, I have to admit. After I calmed down, I felt peace. I felt peace that if I died right then, I had this good feeling that I'd be with God in heaven. It'd be a good ending, and that God would reward me for any good that I have done. And I felt like St. Paul, who wrote, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. 2 Timothy 4, verse 7. And get this, Jesus said he will repay all according to their conduct. So if you take those opportunities to do good, to make sacrifices in your life, in loving service of others, you're going to get a big reward in heaven. And that's okay. It's all right to use that as your motivation. That Jesus said, I want to reward you. Give me a reason to reward you. And that's our conduct, how we act. Remember this, God is watching everything you do. Everything. He's looking. He's looking when you think he's not looking. But Esther, he sees. And children know this. Children know this. As explained in this story, the children were lined up in the cafeteria, of a Catholic elementary school for lunch. At the head of the table was a large pile of apples. The nun made a note and posted on the apple tray, "Take only one. God is watching." Moving further along the lunch line at the other end of the table was a large pile of chocolate chip cookies. A child had written a note, "Take all you want. God's watching the apples." I like that. Give God a life worth seeing. Can I get an amen? Amen. Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at saintmaryhillsboro.org. That's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.